Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Right, let's bring you that news now that's just breaking in relation to the presidency. Elaine Loughlin, political editor with the Irish Examiner, is with us. So, Elaine, has it finally kicked off today?
Certainly, we do have a name in the race now, and that is that independent TD, Catherine Connolly. And I think this week we've had a good bit of movement, Claire, if you think back to the start of the week where Mary Lou MacDonald refused to either rule herself in or out of the race. We then had movement from Fine Gael, the party that opened its process for selection, and obviously Sean Kelly ruling himself out. So it looks like Mairead McGuinness has a clear path there unless someone else comes out of the woodwork in the next few days. But yes, Catherine Connolly now has told her local paper, the Galway City Tribune, that she is very much going to run. Her mind is made up and she will formally be launching her campaign next week.
And who's backing her?
Yeah, well, she does seem to have a number of parties on the left. The Social Democrats National Executive met last night and they decided to nominate her as a candidate. So we know that she will have the Sock Dems. Solidarity, People for Profit also backing her. And then you'll have a mixture of independent TDs, the likes of Brian Stanley and even members of Independent Ireland, likely to give their support to Catherine Connolly. It will be interesting, though, to see what Sinn Féin and also Labour do in relation to Catherine Connolly, because, as we know, Catherine Connolly was a member of the Labour Party but left, resigned from Labour in 2006 when she wasn't selected as a running mate for the outgoing President Michael D. Higgins in Galway. And I think certainly in recent weeks, members have been quietly saying that it would be a difficult pill to swallow to have to back her, mm-hmm. given the controversy that happened around her.
I mean, she still seems hopeful given what she's said today to the Galway City Tribune. She talks about those who are supporting her, and then she says Labour and Sinn Féin are still completing their own internal processes, which I fully respect. So she would clearly, I would take it from that, has proposed herself to those parties.
Yes, and look, she would be seen as a left-leaning candidate, and we've heard a lot of talk about this consensus candidate of the left that all of those parties, who have you seen since the beginning of this Dáil, have been out time and time again on the plinth of Leinster House together on various issues, combining under a united front. And I think maybe Catherine Connolly would be hoping that that would follow through for this election campaign as well, the presidential election campaign.
And Elaine, now that we see the Social Democrats and People Before Profit Solidarity coming together in this way, does that make it trickier for people who are outside the political fold to get a nomination? And we remember it's 3 county councils or 20 Oireachtas members needed to secure a bid to run.
Yeah, and it does seem by the numbers there that Catherine Connolly will find it a very easy task. Getting nominated is never easy. I shouldn't try to be flippant about it, but she should have a pretty easy time in getting the backing of those 20 Oireachtas members. Having said that, parties have already indicated, some of the larger parties, that unlike previous elections, they're a bit cautious of allowing councillors to give the go-ahead, the other route, the 4 council route, shall we mm-hmm. say, to independent candidates. So we may see far fewer people on the ballot this time. If you remember back to recent enough elections, we've had up to 7 candidates on the final ballot paper for people to vote on in election day. So you might have a pared down ballot paper this time.
All right, well, we will see. And we will have Jennifer Whitmore from the Social Democrats on The Gathering a little bit later on. It makes it all a little more interesting with that news from Catherine Connolly this morning. Elaine Loughlin from The Examiner, thank you very much.